You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's Property Tuesday. We are reflecting on the performance of the housing market in South Africa over the 2025 year. It is an apt time to look back on how markets and other factors have influenced property decisions over the last year. And I'm joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer at PAM Golding Property Group, Dr. Andrew Golding, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Dr. Golding, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly an interesting year from a property perspective, a lot affecting property markets, everything from grey listings to credit rating upgrades to inflation in the market. How has the property market fared, in your opinion, over the year?
Hello, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on the show. So I think, as always in the property market, it's been an interesting year. It started, I think, with some levels of pessimism and concern. But as the year has gone on, off the back of interest rate reductions and the very good news around the grey list, I think a strong lending appetite from the banks and hopefully more interest rate decreases to come in the next year, it's actually ended off pretty well. So I think, all things considered, we'll take this year and bank it.
Dr. Golding, when we look at the performance of the property market, can we kind of identify whether some elements of the market have performed better than others? I'm thinking about comparing everything from coastal properties to non-coastal properties, or looking at sectional titles versus freestanding properties. Are there kind of areas or trends that we've been able to identify throughout the year that might give us an indication of which areas in the property space have had the best performance?
Yeah, so I think overall, off the back of those macroeconomic indicators I mentioned, you know, there's unquestionably been an increase in improvement in sentiment, which adds to confidence. And that is kind of the strongest thing that influences our market. Interest rates themselves are very important. And off the back of that, I think we've seen a number of really positive trends. So we've seen house price growth pretty much across the country at an above inflation level for the first time in a long time. And so that has really been encouraging. We've seen the Johannesburg market come back strongly and be characterized almost amazingly by a shortage of stock and the start of what we see as a recovery of that market. We've seen the Cape Town and Western Cape market continue to outperform. We've seen the coastal market, certainly at the top end of the market, really perform strongly, but also the non-coastal areas, when we compare coastal with non-coastal, come back strongly. And then in respect of freehold and sectional title, I think we've seen a continuation of the trend that we've seen for quite some time around the increase in appetite for sectional title properties. And then from a provincial point of view, we've also seen a recovery in many of the markets that were slightly in the doldrums relative to others. And also from a metro perspective, we've seen almost every metro, whether it be Tshwane or whether it be Gauteng, even the Limpopo metro market, really recovering strongly together with the coastal markets, which have been performing strongly anyway.
Dr. Golding, what of buyers' confidence? We know that for the longest time, buyers have been waiting for interest rates to come down. We finally got that. We even got a readjustment of our inflation targeting from a South African perspective. What has that done to the optimism from a buyer's perspective? And is that something we can carry into 2026?
Yeah, I think very much so. And as I said earlier, I think we are optimistic that hopefully this interest rate decrease trend is one that's going to continue. There's talk of, as much as perhaps three interest rate decreases of 75 basis points through the course of next year. And there's no doubt that that is the single biggest driver of the housing market. It also feeds into the appetite for the banks to lend and generally create activity in the property market, which leads to buoyancy. So I think there is a cautiously optimistic view of next year off the back of that interest rate and bank lending environment.
Dr. Golding, you touched on the banks, and I want to look at some of the big changes that have been in the works for the longest time. The Central Bank of South Africa has been looking to move from how interest rates are governed at a commercial bank level. We're migrating from what is known as JIBAR to ZARONIA. That's set to have an impact on mortgages. Can we just get a bit of an understanding on what that impact could potentially look like from a mortgage perspective? If someone is looking at their mortgage, we know that there is the potential for recalculating and renegotiating the mortgage now that the basis of the interest is being changed. What does that mean for existing mortgage holders?
So I think we are entering into an ever-increasingly competitive mortgage market, more and more players coming into the market, and the ability of the consumer to shop around, hopefully very successfully, in finding the best deal for themselves. There is a vibrant mortgage market in South Africa, lots of competition between the banks, and hopefully increasing levels of rate concession, which matches appetite in terms of the way the banks manage their own mortgage book. So I think all of that augurs well for consumers, and in particular for first-time home buyers, who I think globally are finding it harder and harder to get into the property market, but where the mortgage market is a key component of that.
Dr. Golding, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around what trends you expect to potentially continue going into the new financial year. Obviously, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we have been seeing a couple of emerging trends, things like reverse emigration, people moving back away from the coast back towards inland properties. We've seen that rise in international investors coming into the South African market. Do you expect some of these trends to continue into the new year?
Yeah, very much so. I think we're certainly seeing the Johannesburg market, Johannesburg and Pretoria markets come back strongly. And whether that's a reverse immigration trend or just an acknowledgement that those are two of the powerhouses of the country economically, I think that's likely to continue. We've certainly seen off the back of global uncertainty that foreigners are taking a view on South Africa and investment into the South African property market. And I think we're going to continue to see that. And off the back of that, I think we're going to continue to see the luxury market in South Africa continue to be buoyant as international and local investors take a view on what we have at the top end of our luxury markets and relative to other places in the world. I think we still compare incredibly favorably. And so that appetite, that demand versus the supply, I think we're still going to see. So I think all in all, optimistic trends for and positive trends for the next 12 months of next year.
The South African property market remains an attractive investment option, and we're seeing an increase in buying power and buying trends. Hopefully that continues into the 2026 financial year and calendar year. We'll leave the conversation on that note for now. Thank you so much to the Chief Executive Officer of the Pam Golding Group, Dr. Andrew Golding, for joining us to share his insights on the performance of the property market over the last year and what we can make of it.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.